Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is indeed the Odd Couple, and I am Chris, and he is Rob, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, as you just heard. We're also brought to you by Discover Card, and here's why. Because if you're a valued customer, we believe, as does Discover, that you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back, all of it, that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. We got our man Eddie House on at the bottom of the hour. He's the NBA champion. He joins us every Wednesday, and he will tonight. Rob Parker sporting an MLBBro.com shirt, which I'm sure will be for sale on at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. Am I wrong?
No, you're wrong. They're not for sale. Actually, you know what we're doing, Chris? We're giving away a shirt to every black and brown player in the major leagues to promote the website.
Oh, that's
good. So we've
been
going around the country, different teams, and the players have been really receptive.
So you've been going to the ballparks?
Yeah. I got guys in Dallas, my writers, and they have them in Atlanta, and they give them out to the players and the coaches.
As the players come through?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
So you probably needed at least, what, 17, 18 shirts?
That's got to be racist.
Wow.
No, right? I mean, how many brothers in the league?
It's about 85.
I mean, really? How many? Is it that many? Okay. Yeah, all right.
But that's a good joke. That's a good joke.
You
know,
yeah. Yeah, you can use that on June 9th, right?
Yeah, I'm not using that one.
Yeah. All right. We got Shaquille O'Neal. And look, Rob, we talked yesterday about who's the biggest winner and who's the biggest loser of the postseason so far. The biggest winner, we both agreed on both of them. It was Luka, and the biggest loser was James Harden edging out Chris Paul. But Shaquille O'Neal kind of brought up another player who is out of the playoffs, can't be viewed as the biggest loser, but might lose something. Even though he's done playing, he might lose something if a certain thing happens, if a certain team wins it all. And that was Shaquille O'Neal talking about Kevin Durant. Rob G, explain to us what happened on social media.
Sure. So somebody went on Twitter and posted a tweet, which Shaq then shared on his Instagram story. And here's what the tweet reads. It says, KD's accomplishments since he left Steph. Number one, blank. Number two, blank. Number three, blank. The end, period.
And wow. Did he put down Steph Curry's accomplishments since
No,
KD
he
left?
Did not. He did not.
What would those be, Rob G?
Number one.
Conference finals.
Blank. Number two.
It would
blank.
Be conference finals.
Chris, we're
It'd
not
be getting to the conference
right
finals.
Now.
Why not?
No. Because
that's
because,
an accomplishment.
Because for him and the Warriors, it's not. For Steph
not?
Curry, because it's more than that. They've already won championships.
No, it's not, no, it's not the
not
ultimate accomplishment.
Nah,
but but here's what I'd say. If I was serious about it and I'm ranking accomplishments and not a joke, and I'm gonna put the accomplishments, for Steph, I would put, you know, first team all NBA. Whatever he finished in MVP voting last year, and conference finals appearance. For KD, I would put second round last year. And did he make, I'd have to check and see if he made an all NBA team. Probably hasn't played enough games to have made, the all NBA. But I had him on my second team this year, along with Steph, to be honest. But those are accomplishments. I mean, if I was taking it seriously, that's all I'm saying.
I just think, and people can do whatever they want. They could pile on KD all they want. The dude has been through so much since he went, including an injury, including Kyrie not being vaccinated, including James Harden forcing his way out, including a playoff series where he almost beat Milwaukee by himself, where two of his three players were hurt. I don't even know where to start to look at him. Of course, getting swept by Boston, terrible. Okay, I get that. They were not favored in that series, but getting swept is not great. A mistake. It's happened to LeBron. It's happened to Michael Jordan. It's happened to a lot of great players. So the KD...
At this stage of your career, round?
But the KD stuff, I don't even understand. The year that Steph Curry went, what was that, when they had the play-in game and they lost to Memphis at home and Steph went scoreless in the fourth quarter and overtime. What? Nobody talks about, was that an accomplishment that they lost in a playing game? You can say whatever you want. To say that if KD went to Golden State and wasn't the MVP in both of those championships and it was Steph's team and he just rode their coattails and he didn't do anything, I would listen to that. But to act as if Steph has come up since KD left is just...
Come up, meaning?
Meaning like he's elevated and he didn't need KD. It's garbage. They haven't been to an NBA final since KD left. If KD didn't get hurt against Toronto, they probably would have won another championship.
Oh, they would have.
All right, but instead, KD was hurt and Klay was hurt and Steph couldn't elevate them and carry them without those two guys, and Toronto won the championship. I don't even understand all the anti-KD stuff. And KD's the Masote. He's very sensitive. I think people, when his career is all said and done, will be misguided in ripping on this guy. When he's healthy and he's able to play and he has, you know, a competent group of teammates and healthy, I think this guy's one of the best players we've seen. So I don't understand it. I don't.
Here's what I think it is. And I'm not even going to focus on his struggles, if you will, since he left Golden State. Because to me, that's not what this is about. He got, not only did he get swept in the first round this year by Boston with a star teammate in Kyrie Irving next to him, but he got outplayed by 24-year-old Jason Tatum on both ends of the floor. People were saying before that that KD's unguardable. Gilbert Arenas was on podcast saying, back in the day, the 90s, please, they couldn't have touched KD. They couldn't have guarded him. And lo and behold, Boston plays a fraction of some 90s defense, gets physical with him, and he struggles. So that is this year's playoffs. But to me, Rob, it's not so much about KD getting swept. As you said, Steph didn't make the playoffs last year. They made the play-in and didn't go further. That's fine. It is true that Steph hasn't, like, gone back to the finals, and individually he's played well, but, you know, as a team, because we're judging KD by what his team's done. So as a team, Steph's only done a little bit more, which is this year get to the conference finals. To me, Rob, this all goes back to a feeling of disrespect, or maybe I should say lack of appreciation, for KD's championships with Golden State. That's all. And we've said it before, whether it's Walt Clyde Frazier saying there's an asterisk by him, or other players referencing that, well, he went to that stacked team in Golden State. And it's true. He went to the stacked team. He went to a team that was, even if you want to, they won a championship in 2015, didn't win a championship in 2016, but they were 4 points short. So they were incredibly close, 73 wins. And that is, to me, Rob, that is what people are looking at. I don't think it has that much. I mean, that tweet certainly had a lot to do with, I guess, what he's done or hasn't done since he left Golden State. To me, this is more about KD's championships were easy in people's eyes. And the feeling was, whether he left there to go to Brooklyn and win his own rings, certainly people wanted to see him go somewhere, Brooklyn or anywhere, and prove that he could win championships without a stacked team. And he hasn't come close yet. And you're right, there have been, you know, roadblocks that he had nothing to do with. But he still had opportunities, and he hasn't gotten it done. And if Golden State gets to the finals and wins a championship this year, I think, Rob, that feeling about KD's rings will only increase. And people will really look at it and be like, I mean, come on, man. They won it. They winning okay, it again so, without him.
So if they,
Jordan
so,
Poole has replaced him, and they win in the championship. If okay, they win and, it, they may no,
and
not.
If they, and if they don't win, and KD winds up winning a championship or two.
That's a big
ultimately,
if.
Ultimately, well, I'm just
let's
giving you
him,
another
let's
if.
Let him stay in let's the playoffs. I mean, okay. But if we can do that, if we're going to play that mythical,
game, if we're going to play that
what
game,
if LeBron
you,
comes
you got,
back and
you
wins
got the Warriors
year.
Winning
no, the
a championship.
No, the Warriors are close.
No, but they don't have a championship.
The Warriors are close. Kevin Durant is at home watching.
But they don't have a championship. And my point
is. This is so weak.
No, it's not.
Give me a good argument.
No.
Give me somebody who's still playing.
No. No, because it's not automatic that they're going to win. It's not automatic.
If Kevin Durant
it's not automatic
the next
that they're going to win. They
were up, call him to go.
Chris, they were up 3-1 and couldn't win a championship
give
with Steph Curry.
Give me a good argument, Rob
and you're going to you're going to hand them the
come
you're going to
legit.
You're going to hand them the championship.
I'm not,
as
I don't
always.
Even think they're winning.
You said the Suns were going to win the championship and now you're handing it to the Golden State Warriors.
When did I hand it to him?
You, Chris,
tell
you
me
said
a
ain't nobody
I just made to hand it to him.
I'm just telling you
did
before
I, no, no, no.
Before
you accuse me of
before
saying
you
I handed
count,
it to him.
Before
quote
you count
me.
The Warriors
quote
and
me.
Steph Curry and you crown his ass,
when
all
did
I'm
do
telling
it?
You, all I'm telling you is be careful. Be
Rob,
careful.
No, you're not.
Because
you didn't tell
when
me
they
that.
Lose, I'm asking you, when they lose to Dallas, then what will you say about Steph Curry and the damn Warriors? Then
I'll
what will be
lost.
The excuse?
Okay. They lost to the best player in the league, and it has nothing to do with not having KD.
It's just that it's about Luka. It has nothing to do with Steph. Well, what do you want Steph to do?
Here's what I want. Rob, let me ask you this. Why do you block people on Twitter?
Because it's my Twitter, and I can block when I want to. You have a specific reason.
Because
I can, and I
don't
can
play
block
that
when I want
song.
To.
You got play a specific
it.
Reason.
Alex, play it. You got the hell with Chris reason. Broussard. Play it.
It's my Twitter, and I'll block if I want to.
I can say whatever I want.
You ain't got to hell with me or nobody else.
I can say whatever I want. Unless you're going to punch me in the face and tell me I can't say it. You ready to do that?
Yeah, I'm 3,000 miles away.
Okay, that's all. Then don't tell me what
I can
say.
Don't be sending me to hell.
I'll say whatever I want.
Say it.
Hell. Hell.
You
hell.
Me
how many times? How many times do you want me to say it?
You didn't just say that.
Whatever, Chris.
My point is this. Don't you block people on Twitter because they put words in your mouth. You've said that. They misrepresent what you just said. And you just misrepresented what I said. That's my point.
You're playing the what-if game.
But you didn't go there, though. I was playing the what-if game in something that's possible this year. It's not possible for Kevin Durant to win the championship this year.
He don't have to win it this year to validate his career, Chris. His career's not over. That's the joke of it all. If you're telling me that's the joke of it all, it's like his career's over.
Rob, the context of our discussion was this year. And I said, if Golden State wins the championship this year, if and this year, two, three words you ignored. And that's all I'm saying. Don't give me if Kevin Durant wins multiple championships with the Nets. Of course. And guess what? If Kyrie Irving, leads the Nets to the next four championships, yeah, we're going to raise Kyrie's legacy up too. That's ridiculous arguments. Let's talk about the four teams that have a legitimate chance. And I'm not crowning Steph or the Warriors. I'm simply saying if they get there, if they win it, if, then people are going to look this way at KD, in my opinion. That's all I'm saying.
And all I'm telling you is that is prisoner of the moment. You have to watch his entire career before you can see what the difference is. Yes, we are.
So we can't make any judgments now. We got to wait till guys retire?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That is what you just said.
No, because I'm saying that, okay, if he wins – Steph wins this year. That doesn't mean it's a wrap on KD and it proves anything.
But it
doesn't prove anything.
It's how. But in the moment, people already look at those championships as cheap. You don't think they're gonna? That's gonna heighten if Golden State wins it without KD. You know it is. You just don't want to argue it. But maybe you do. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. If Golden State wins the championship this year, does it reflect poorly on Kevin Durant? Your turn to weigh in, Chris and Rob, Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help get you back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations across the nation, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Will it hurt KD's reputation, legacy, if the Golden State Warriors win this championship this year? Your turn to win with the iCouple.
Craig in Virginia, you're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys, love the show. I just turned it on and heard you guys going at it. I think it's funny that there's not too many athletes out there like Steph Curry that get Rob Parker going as much. Let me just say this real quick. Two quick thoughts. It's less about Kevin Durant in this situation, y'all, and what it's about is it speaks to Golden State's ability as an organization and a franchise to draft and develop talent that fits within their culture, their structure, their coaching staff, under Steph's and Draymond's leadership and Klay's play, everything that they do. It's less about KD. It's more about Golden State as an entire organization because, like I said, drafting, develop, but also not getting locked into some of these bad contracts that NBA teams seem to have every few years where it bogs them down. You know, their window will close eventually, but it's more about them being in a great frame of state of mind as a franchise right now, less about KD.
Well, look, they did develop Jordan Poole. Nobody expected this from him out of Michigan. They saw something And he's obviously developed into a very good player. Draymond was a second round pick too. So most all their guys, including Steph, have done more than people expected. So that's a good point.
Raphael in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. Just want to chime in on the KD-Steph comparison. KD would definitely be taking a hit if Steph and the Warriors win. Number one, Steph is already ahead of KD based on the fact that he's already won a championship without KD. And everybody wants to knock Steph and the Warriors for losing that 3-1 lead against LeBron and the Cavaliers. But if I recall correctly, KD, Westbrook, and Harden lost a 3-1 lead to the same Steph-led
Warriors.
Harden wasn't there.
But Durant and Westbrook.
Right.
No, but what you failed to realize is no team had ever choked down a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals, and that was the Warriors set the record for wins that year. That's what makes it significant.
That is correct. You're absolutely right. It was a bigger stage. But KD, Harden, and Westbrook also lost very badly to LeBron and the Miami Heat in the championship. So that's kind of a wash. So if Steph wins another one, he'll be up 2-0 on KD. And what did Steph do since KD has left? Oh, he just won scoring championship last year, the scoring title.
They didn't make the playoffs last year, and they lost in the play-in game. Did you see any of that?
We're talking about accomplishments here. What has KD accomplished?
No, but I'm asking you about Steph not making the playoffs. Not making the playoffs.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But we're talking about accomplishments. Is not a scoring title an accomplishment? And so is an all-star MVP an accomplishment? Those are accomplishments, my friend.
No, so I don't agree. I don't agree.
Those aren't accomplishments,
right? No, I don't agree that you're not – That's not what I'm saying.
In a championship, I'm not accounting.
You're gonna keep, but he didn't make the playoffs. You know, like so. But that doesn't matter to anybody. Come on, you're that great player. You can't even make the playoffs. That's what I'm talking about. You can talk about the scoring title all you want, John in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
I'm good. Garrett affects KD mainly because. As the previous caller said, Steph without KD would have two championships if he won this year. Along with the fact that, Rob pointed out the fact that the past 2 years, the Golden State Warriors didn't make the playoffs. Of course, we can all acknowledge that. However, we can also acknowledge that KD without Steph in the past two seasons only made it to the second round. As it stands right now, Steph is one series away from being right back in the championship, even though his team has had two bad seasons. So,
he only played five games. So just like we don't hold KD's first year in Brooklyn against him, you can't hold a couple years ago when Steph only played five games against him. So, all right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got our man Eddie House coming up in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And our next guest, well, hit it. That's right. We take it to the house with our man. He joins us every Wednesday, NBA champion, 3-point sharpshooter, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, Mr. Eddie House. What up, Eddie?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
We are good, brother. We are good.
Hey, I'm glad you said that, sharpshooter, because I just got done giving some cats, these young cats, some buckets over here in Boston, right? Handling some business with the Celtics and stuff. But, I just got done giving these youngsters some buckets. Just showed them how you do it real quick.
Well, hey, are you talking about buckets? We just had, last hour, we had Tracy McGrady on. I don't know if you know,
Bucket he started getter.
Right, bucket getter for sure. But he started a one-on-one league, and it's national. And we were talking about, guys in the league playing one-on-one. Rob and I told him we had always, people are looking for ways to spice up the All-Star game. And we would love to see a one-on-one tournament with big-name players, like All-Star level players on All-Star weekend. Do you think guys would do that?
Well, real hoopers. But this is the thing, though. Yeah, the guys that know that they can do that, they can play one-on-one. A lot of guys are not great one-on-one players, but they're great basketball players. You know, they can get it done, but they're not great one-on-one players. They don't have the wiggle. They don't have the extra handle. They don't have all the extracurricular moves that, you know, like a guy like Jamal Crawford. You put him in a one-on-one, I'm taking him right now probably against a lot of cats going one-on-one because he just got that whole package. And so when you look at it, everybody ain't a great one-on-one player, but it's a lot of guys out there that ain't stars that are fantastic one-on-one players, believe me.
Right. Speaking of buckets, they needed you in Phoenix in that game 7. So I know you were high on the Suns. So I want you know I got to ask you about the Suns and what happened, Lucy, in that game. What was that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think it's a combination of a few things, man. And this is no excuses. This is just what I think. Number one, they had a long season last year going to the finals. Got, you know, was up 2-0, lost 4 straight, right? Number one. Number two, short off season, right? You get right back in it. Number three, they go all
these
the way.
These sound like excuses.
I know.
No, these don't sound like excuses. It's not excuses.
They were up 2-0, Eddie. They were up 2-0.
What are you talking about?
Stop it, Eddie. Stop it.
No, wait. You ask me what happened, I'm going to tell you what I believe happened. This ain't no excuse. Hey, they lost. No excuse. I'm not making no excuse, but I'm telling you that this is what I think happened to them. You said, what happened?
I'm answering
that question. All number right. three, they had they went for the gusto trying to get the number one overall seed where they played a lot of minutes, heavy minutes, right? Then this is the real capper, I believe, the caveat to all. The DeAndre Ayton contract looming over the top of them. They should have got that done to where all they were worried about was winning the championship. DeAndre Ayton not worrying about where I'm going to play next year. Do I get this? I think at the end of it all that way, everything that happened just come crashing down for one game, and it happened to be in game 7. So no excuses being made. Believe that. Like, they just got beat. They got mollywopped out there, you know, and it
well,
was
how
no-
do you – let me – how do you explain – what's your feeling on Chris Paul?
Yes.
5 straight bad games, which really at the end of the day – cost him as much as in anything.
Well, I think that Pelican series wore him out. Everybody was talking about how great he looked in those 2 games when he closed them out with game 5 and game 6 and going game 6 14 for 14. Yeah, that was a great performance. But I think that gassed him out. I think that you think Alvarado picking him up 94 feet, then people right. start saying like, oh, man, he's a little older and a little longer in the tooth. This could wear him down. And then on the flip side, we're not only going to pick him up 94 feet, we're going to pick on him on the other side. We're going to go right at him defensively and see what he can do on that side of the floor. So I think that's really what happened. Again, got tired, long season last year, short off season, went for the gusto this year. It was just one of those things where it didn't line up for him. It did not line up. I've never seen it. I'm going to tell you, it's unprecedented because I've never seen a whole team be off. Usually one or two guys, and you bring somebody off the bench, and that guy's hitting, and maybe could give you a spark. But I've never seen it to where everybody on the team can't make a basket.
Let's ask about your other team. I know you were high on the Suns. You think you had them winning the championship, right? No?
I never had the Suns winning the championship. Never.
Oh, okay. Who'd you have winning?
I told you guys it was 5 teams that I think could win, and I never wavered on that. I said I think it's a I was like Milwaukee, Miami, Phoenix, Golden State, and Boston. Those were the teams that I said that I felt they could win it.
Okay. I thought you picked the Suns.
I think it's a lot of parity. No, I didn't pick one team at all.
Okay, I'm just asking.
We'll check the tapes.
Yeah, let's go
check
to the video tape.
Check the tape, man. Ain't no lying to me.
All right, let me ask you about Boston last night. And obviously, they're missing 2 players. I mean, two big-time players for them. And they lose game 1, and now Al Horford might – you know, with the COVID protocol, might miss as many as 3 games. Can they overcome that?
Yeah, I think they can. If you look at how they played last night, even with all that being said, they won 3 quarters. They won 3 quarters. They just had a historic collapse in the third quarter. A historic bad third quarter. I mean, that was horrible. Only 2 field goals. Most of the points came from the free throw line. Turning the ball over. Jason Tatum had 8 points in the second half and 6 turnovers in the third quarter alone, where he finished with 7 turnovers total. He only had 1 in the first half. And I think you looked at the way that Jimmy Butler was getting those steals, you could tell that they dug into film. They understood that Rob Williams was going to be the guy that's supposed to be in the position where Al Horford is at the top of the key, catching the ball, going into the dribble handoff game. And that one steal where Rob had his back to the basket, and you see right. Jimmy Butler's eyes just get bigger and bigger and bigger, and just the anticipation, that's the attention to detail and watching film and understanding exactly what you're going against. So that Miami team is tough, but 42 points in the paint in the first half and only 6 in the second half, you just went away from what you were doing and you turned the ball over. You didn't even give yourself an opportunity to get buckets because you were continuously turning it over. I don't expect them to turn the ball over at a clip like that. That was a great performance by the Miami Heat, and they needed all of that. It was expected. They're the number one seed. They're at home. They got punched in the mouth, and what ended up happening is when they punched the Celtics in the mouth, the Celtics didn't have a response, and they played on their heels the rest of that game. But remember, they did win 3 quarters.
Eddie, let's go to the West, and you know how it is in our business. You want to be right on your pick. I pick Golden State. Rob's pick Dallas. I got the Warriors in 6. I ain't going to lie, though. Luka's scary. So what? How do you see this series playing out?
Man, it all depends on how I think Luka's going to be who Luka is. I don't think there's anybody out there that could stop him because he's – I mean, if there was a Luka recipe on how to stop him, I think it would have already been discovered, you know, because he's not athletic. He's not the fastest. He's not the tallest. You know, he's not – none of the things that I'm saying is he's great at, but he's great at basketball. However he is great at basketball, he is. He plays angles. He uses his size. And he's such a great passer to where you start doubling him, he can see over the double team. He can make all the right plays. I actually think it's going to be a very interesting series, and it's going to come down to coaching to me. I think that it's going to, you know, guys are going to make shots. Guys are going to play. But are the secondary guys, you know, the Jalen Brunson, the Dinwiddies, are they going to show up? The Finney Smith, are they going to show up? Because Luka will show up. And then it's going to be those adjustments. Who's going to be able to out-coach who? Is Steve Kerr going to stick with his guns if things ain't going and stick with the same thing and the same defense and all of those type of things? Or will he make adjustments? Because we know one thing. Jason Kidd makes great adjustments, and he had done it. He's been doing it. And the other thing, his team believes in him. I mean, his team really believes in him, and he believes in his team. And that's scary alone. So I think this is going to be a great series. It could be 6 or 7 games, and it could go either way. But
so do
go
you
with,
are you yeah give
I'm gonna
us
go
some
with
picks.
Golden State. I'm gonna go with Golden State just on their championship medal and I just think that they
and
can get it done
East?
With their experience.
Who in the East?
Who gonna win the East? Man, you know y'all got me
Celtics.
between a rocket
we
and a hard place, but I'm gonna go
them, right?
I'm gonna go with the Celtics. I'm gonna go with the Celtics in 6. You know, I love the Miami Heat. They drafted me. I played 4 years there. I won a championship with the Celtics. So, you know, I got love for both of these organizations, both first-class organizations, but I think the Celtics can get it done. If they have Marcus Smart and Al Horford last night, I believe they win that game by 8 or more points. But, you know, Miami did their job, but I believe in 6 that that the Boston Celtics could get it done. But it could go either way as well, though.
That's our man, Eddie Howe, still giving them buckets from behind
Hello.
The arc at that. All right, brother, thanks, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right,
bro. Yo, Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, with prices soaring at the pump, folks, Discover has your back, and they got the cash back program. And here's how it works. You just use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target stores. It's now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases once you activate. You can learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. It's time, folks, for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, a segment we discuss up now that happened outside of the world of sports. Got me tongue-tied over here. And today's topic comes to us courtesy of our friends, the Migos, friends of the show. They listen every week. They told us about
it. Are they?
I'm sure they are. They have to be. We're big in Atlanta. They're down in Atlanta.
We are big in Atlanta.
Those guys all play ball, they think. In any event, Quavo, who is arguably the most famous of the Migos, got a little squirrely earlier on Wednesday when he unfollowed the other two members of the group. And now we find out that two of them are going to be putting out a new single later this week. Oh, excuse me. Offset unfollowed the other two. Got him backed up. And Quavo and the other guy are going to be putting together an album, just the two of them,
Friday.
I don't know their names, to be honest with you. But it got me thinking, Chris and Rob, you guys have been music fans for a long time. Alex is a DJ, so he knows a lot about music. What is one musical group or duo that broke up that you kind of wish would have stuck it out and stayed together? We'll start with you, Chris Broussard.
Oh, man. I'm going to say New Edition, but here's the caveat. Some of them went on to do great things individually. Like Bobby Brown, you know, when he was in New Edition, they did great stuff together, but we didn't know he was as good as he was. And he released a few albums that were just classics. And so we might not have gotten that had they stayed together. Bell Biv DeVoe did, you know, one strong album. It's interesting, Rob, because the guy that was the lead singer, Ralph Tresvant, who you would have thought would have done, you know, great things on his own. It never really did, you know. He had the one song, Sensitivity, right? Mr. Sensitive or whatever it was called. But yeah, I guess that's the only – there's none that I'm just broken up about, but I that's the first group that comes to my mind.
I got two, Sonny and Cher and Lionel Richie and the Commodores.
Oh, I did think about the Commodores. That's a good one.
Sonny and Cher, I mean, I know it was a long time ago. They were married. They got divorced, had a TV show together even when they were divorced for a little bit. And then once Cher left, obviously.
Were they divorced? I didn't know they were during the show.
They got divorced, and then I think they did the show for one season. You know what I mean? Yeah. And
so when they started the show, were they married?
Yeah. They were married, and then they had a daughter, Chastity, and then I think they broke up. I'm almost positive they did the show for 1 year when they broke up. But anyway, I love their music. And Lionel Richie and the Commodores. I mean, Lionel Richie went on to be a great solo act and did great. Yeah. But the Commodores were great.
We never heard from them.
No.
We never heard from them again. But you're right. They were great. I thought about the Commodores. That's a good
one. It's like Diana Ross and the Supremes. Once Diana Ross left, you didn't hear about the Supremes anymore.
Well, Beyonce, Destiny's Child.
Child, same thing.
I mean, I guess they made a few little solo songs, the other ones.
Rob G and Alex Scheinman.
I think there's only one correct answer. I know you guys are a little too old to appreciate it.
Oh, my.
But it's NSYNC.
Who?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Timberlake, you know, credit to him. He had a decent career since he left.
Decent?
Decent.
You don't think he's bigger? Is he bigger without them? He's bigger without them.
Well,
right?
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he's
better.
He wasn't
hanging with Janet
he's not
Jackson
better
when he was with NSYNC.
Yeah, they were. He was. NSYNC did the Super Bowl with Nelly and Britney Spears and
when
and
there was the
Aerosmith.
But when that was, is that when there was the malfunction?
No,
the
that was a different. That was a different one. Okay. But the thing is like if you're gonna leave the group, I need you to be guaranteed better without them. Like Michael Jackson put out Thriller, which alone is better than anything X5 ever did. You know, Beyonce became a singular name in our household when she left Destiny's Child. Justin Timberlake is great, but you could make an argument. He wasn't even the most talented one in the group, but he had the look that people liked, and that's why he was able to become the singular pop star. But I think NSYNC as a group made better music than Justin Timberlake did by himself.
Alex, you're the music aficionado. Who you got?
Well, I remember we did a little while back, like the soundtrack to our lives, our favorite bands and artists and stuff like that. For me, guys, again, it's Blink-182, dude. Like, it was such a big... Yeah, it was huge for me. And so they blew up so big in the early 2000s. They started touring on demand because of how many fans wanted it that the lead singer, Tom, he got burnt out and he actually left the band and never came back to him, dude. It was really heartbreaking for me.
Did he make music on his own?
He did.
Solo?
He went and did this one band called Angels and Airwaves, which is a great band too, but they are so definitive in a lot of people my age, like early 30s, late 20s, that when Tom left Blink-182, it's almost like Phil Collins and Genesis when he broke out and stuff. Like, it was big for us, man. It was a heartbreaker, truly.
Okay. Wow. I think in hip-hop, the one people would think about would be N.W.A., you know, but they all went on, I mean, to make great music by themselves.
You can even say the Beatles with John Lennon. He bounced out of them, too.
Yeah, Yoko Ono.
Yoko.
Went up to
Yoko. They blame Yoko.
Yeah, the Beatles.
It is her fault.
No, it isn't.
The Beatles would probably be the... She what?
She loved her man.
Oh, she broke it. Yeah,
well, that would probably be the historic.
You know, our listeners Beatles, call right? Alex Teicher the Yoko Ono of the Odd Couple.
Is that right? The Yoko Ono.
That's what I heard.
Wow.
That's an honor, I guess.
Well, he's going to leave us for Colin
pretty soon. Yeah, just call
soon.
Me Tom.
I know he's working.
Just call me John Lennon. I'll take that.
He's just trying to work into his contract that he can come back on Thursdays.
Can we call the Teicher's Tower now Imagine? That'd be great.
There you go.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got an hour left. You know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico.
Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.